Got an email from Mitch Blake. He's listening in Australia. Says, hi, I love the show. I thought you guys might be able to answer this one. I heard a trick, which is that if you stare without blinking at a rainbow for 5 to 10 seconds, then it would disappear, even if it's a photograph of a rainbow in the distance. It seems to wobble a bit and then disappear until you blink again or shift your gaze. Any ideas? I'll be listening on the podcast. Cheers, Mitch. Yep, I think that what this is an example of adaptation. Everything in the nervous system is adaptable, which means when you smell something or feel something, get into a hot bath, you stop noticing the sensation or the stimulation after a while. Now, your eyes are exactly the same. When you stare at something for a long time, if you don't keep your eyes moving around tiny amounts on the visual scene to refresh the image, then the retina degrades the image and it becomes all blurry. And that's true of anything that you look at. And I think that's probably what's happening with this rainbow. Because rainbows are slightly less distinct, they have a sort of a wavery light, it's much more difficult for the eye to get a perfect fix on it. So they degrade probably a little bit more easily. Right, one last email, which is from James. He's in Derby. He says, referring to the G-forces you discussed earlier, I think prisoners should be put in the centrifuge. Rapists should get 7G, burglars 5G. Frighten the living daylights out of them. James from Derby. Well, thanks for that, James. I understand that Gordon Brown is looking for a new executioner general, so perhaps you could apply for that job. Right, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Next time, it's our Q&A show, so we'd love some questions from you. Can you send them to chris@nakedscientist.com? And if you'd like to send us some feedback or just say hi, then we'd love to hear from you on the same address, chris@nakedscientist.com. Thank you very much to Mark Harris, Richard Turner, David Thomas and Major Todd Dart, plus our wonderful production crew here, which is Ben, Petro and Dave. Also worth a listen this week, of course, is the Nature podcast. We make that too. It's at nature.com/nature/podcast. And if you fancy chatting, blogging or just reading about science, then do drop by our forum. That's at nakedscientist.com/forum. Now, lastly, we really could use a few more reviews on iTunes, especially in the UK. Come on, UK guys. Come on, everyone in the UK and also in the US. So if you can spare a few minutes to drop in on iTunes and give us your feedback and your thoughts on our show, we'd be really grateful. Have a great week. See you next time.